Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Liverpool lose possession through Hill. Robson turns and finds Whittaker on the near side. Forward run from Parrott. He's trying to pick out Parrott as well. Liverpool goalkeeper off his line. Parrott goes down. Tottenham penalty. Foul committed by goalkeeper Harvey Davis. Dragged right out of his goal onto the near side of the penalty area. Parrott was always going to get there first. Just nicked it away from him and went down under the challenge. Tottenham penalty.
Yep, clear cut, lovely through ball to Parrott, timed his run wonderfully well. One of those where the goalkeeper, Davies, thought, shall I stay or shall I go? That'd be a good song, but. And he went and got there too late, clear penalty, no argument about it. Referee very decisive and quite right too, and that man Troy Parrott stepping up to take the penalty.
Troy Parrott, the Irishman, stepping up to take the penalty, right-footed, slots home into the corner. Goalkeeper Davis dived the right way, but Parrott, too much power, too much accuracy, right into the bottom corner. Tottenham 1, Liverpool 0.
Perfect penalty, plenty of power, low, bottom corner. So Harvey Davis, he went the right way, but it was too good a penalty. Not many keepers, I would venture, even the Premier League would struggle to say that, because it is the perfect penalty.
O'Rourke slipped as he tried to play inside. He's given away possession. This is Cissé looking over the top for Parrott. And the ball headed back, looking for the goalkeeper, Hoover, short back pass, Parra, wiped out by the goalkeeper, it's another penalty, and it has to be. And that all came from an error from, well, firstly O'Rourke out wide with a short pass, and then Hoover with a short back pass to his goalkeeper. Parrott read it, intercepted, and, well, the keeper absolutely swiped him. I mean, one of the highest slide tackles I've ever seen. The referee had to give a penalty.
Both penalties, I think, go into the obvious category. Sometimes the word soft is used with a penalty, isn't it? Which usually implies that the manager or the team can think it was, but there can't be any arguing about that.
So Parrott stepping up for the second time from the penalty spots, and it's the same result, this time straight into the roof of the net. Goalkeeper Davis diving the way Parrott went for his first penalty, but this one powered into the roof of the net. Tottenham 2, Liverpool 0.
Different penalty this time. Last one was nice and low. This one much higher, but hit firmly, and I think it was still on an upward trajectory when it hit the roof of the net going upwards. Beautifully taken penalty by Parrott.
Beck forward looking for Norris, in came Lusada with the interception, and Lusada plays forward looking for Parrott. Hoover though, well read, but finds Kane. Hoover again, great ball out wide to Stewart. Up against Fagan Walcott on the left-hand side of the box, slips it through to Norris. Norris from the byline pulls it back. It's evaded everyone. We'll find Bradley, finds the corner. Liverpool half the deficit. And it's right back Connor Bradley steaming in at the far post to fire home from the edge of the area. Right-footed, swerved into the corner. Tottenham 2, Liverpool 1 just before half-time. That could be a crucial goal.
Great goal guy, Bradley. Because he's had a bit of a Tory time, certainly early on against Bennett. But, you know, he's kept his confidence, which is good. And, you know, really buried that with the aplomb that you perhaps wouldn't expect from a right back. He really did place it very well to Lutatu, no chance.
Norris, wide to Beck on the left-hand side. Back inside to Norris. Still inside the Tottenham half. Savage on the halfway line. Square ball to Hoover. Keeping it ticking over here, Liverpool, waiting for openings. This is Clarkson driving forward, clipping over the top. It's a great ball as well. He's found Stewart on the left-hand side of the box. Onto his right for Stewart. Brilliant finish. Out of nothing, curls and whips a shot into the far corner. Tottenham 2, Liverpool 2. The visitors have come from the dead and levelled on 62 minutes. What a finish that is from Stewart.
Absolutely, cracking finish, cracking pass from just in front of us here by Bradley. Excellent goal. And a real game on now. We've had 62 minutes, so half an hour to go. And the holders certainly are not giving up their hold on the FA Youth Cup easily, are they? 2-2.
Bennett on the left-hand side of the box. Up against Bradley. Turns on the ball. Nice reverse step over from Bennett. Gets to the byline. Decent cross and headed in! at the front post. Tottenham are in front again. And it's Robson with the header at the near post. Flicked it beyond Davis. Tottenham 3, Liverpool 2.
He's been a danger, hasn't he, in the first couple of minutes, Ben? He'd gone a little bit quiet, but that was nice because he had not just Bradley, but Hill to deal with. And you said a lovely little turn there and got a perfect left foot crossing. Unmarked in the middle was Robson, wasn't it, who got the header. And yes, he was unmarked, which I'm sure will disappoint Barry Loutas, the Liverpool manager. But nice header, planted it past Davis. So, another. I was talking about no momentum shifts in the second half, but maybe there's one there. Tottenham 2 up, dab peg back to 2-2, but they've regained the lead. 14 minutes left for the holders to try and see if they can stay in the FA Youth Cup.
Well, what a game this evening we've seen. It proved to be a classic, and that's what it's panned out to be. Tottenham 2-0 up, Liverpool pulling back to 2-2, but Tottenham back in front again, and Liverpool with it all to do. I didn't pre-plan that. As Tottenham come forward, Parrott trying to get in behind. Hoover's interception, scampered on by Cooper. Cooper's away, he's one on one. Che Cooper tucks it away. And all of a sudden, this is getting away from Liverpool. Tottenham 4, Liverpool 2. And Tottenham have 1 foot in the fourth round of the FA Youth Cup. The substitute Cooper capitalising on an error, driving through and finishing with aplomb. Tottenham 4, Liverpool 2.
He broke forward beautifully. As I said, all of a sudden it seemed to open up. There seemed to be two or three against one. And Cooper's already showed he's got good feet with him. And as he advanced on goal, he turned his body nicely, so the angle opened up. Davis, no chance. And then all of a sudden there was us thinking that Liverpool might turn it and there'd be no momentum shifts. Well, two goals in a minute, I think. And Tottenham now, with 13 minutes left, should be looking to cement this game.
Asante plays back to Cooper. He might go for goal. It's a low shot which is held by Liverpool goalkeeper Davis. And Davis will send this long, but there's not enough time. Referee Mr. Simpson brings an end to the game. And Tottenham Hotspur have knocked out the holders in the third round of the FA Youth Cup. A brace from Parrott put them in control. Liverpool, to give them credit, pulled it back to 2-2. Bradley just before half-time. And then a wonderful finish from Stewart. But two goals in as many minutes have booked Tottenham's place in round four. Robson and then Cooper with a brilliant run from midfield. And he curled it into the corner beautifully. Tottenham Hotspur 4, Liverpool 2. It finishes at the Lamex.